Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten.
Namaste.
Oh, what are we talking about this morning?
We are healing ourselves today. We are going to another dimension. We are going to space, but we're going to inner space.
Tess is literally pulling her eyelids.
I'm going to be up front. This is not my kind of music.
I think the off-mic thing that Tess said was, I really, really hate New Age. So that's what we're talking about this morning, New Age. Do you want to hit one, Tess?
It's a sound bath.
Really?
It's a sound bath. It's a bath for you, a sonic bath.
Sonic bath.
Do you think I need it?
I do. You smell. Sonically, sonically.
Sonically you smell, Tess.
I can't believe Kirsten just told me I smell on the radio.
Sonically smell. Here we go. All right, so what is New Age?
Do you want to read the titles out or should I do it?
You can.
I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this name, though.
Vangelis?
Is it Vangelis or Vangelis?
People say Vangelis. Vangelina Brolee.
So Vangelis. This is theme from Antarctica.
Can you hear Antarctica?
I actually kind of can, to be fair.
I actually don't mind this one.
That sounded like an ice shelf melting.
Yeah, he's not sort of the cheese end of... So New Age, let's be honest.
Let's just start at the beginning. What is New Age?
Well, there's a couple history. So in the 1970s, as people know, there was sort of hippies, in especially California, and people started, after the 60s sort of rebellion, becoming disenfranchised and disenchanted with life. And so they got into crystals, therapy, massage. That's when everyone got a therapist. Juice cleanses, astrology.
I just want to say I'm all for that stuff, that's what you're into, totally.
Well, that's the funny thing is, that's still there. So it started in the 70s with sort of white people becoming, looking for more than what their religion and society had to offer. And then at the same time, in Europe, and this is where Vangelis is from, synthesizers were becoming more affordable and something that people could have besides just taking up six rooms and having them at unis. And so the sort of mix of people experimenting with synthesizers, because what are you supposed to do with a synthesizer? It doesn't sound earthly. Let's make kind of space-ish music.
So, of course, everyone will know Chariots of Fire.
That's right, and that's his big thing. So he ended up doing a lot of film soundtracks because it was just this new kind of music, right?
This sounds like the kind of soundtrack that would be on, a cult documentary.
It kind of makes me feel like, excuse me, yeah, I'm in Labyrinth.
I feel the same.
Well, he did lots of film things. Blade Runner.
In between David Bowie singing.
Carl Sagan's Cosmos. So you can hear that. Yeah. And actually, Vangelis hates New Age music. He says it's a lot of untalented people making boring music.
What? So he's making it.
But, how everyone hates the genre? Don't genre me.
don't genre me.
But he, he says music is a science and it exists before we... Like, he walks right into the New Age stuff that he's not New Age. That...
I think of everything that... I mean, the little I know about New Age, I kind of like Vangelis, but maybe that's just because I've seen movies with Vangelis in it, so it has that association for me.
I feel like the only time that this is appropriate is at 4 a.m. after you've been out and you're lying down trying to get to sleep.
What about when you're doing yoga?
Yeah, this is yoga music.
Meditating?
What about
when you're searching your
soul?
Running,
what about when you're running in slow motion on a beach?
Oh, yes.
I feel like it's the kind of music that I would want to just start playing, but I wouldn't want to click it to play, I wouldn't want to put it on, but it would just start playing in the background.
Well, did you know it's a $42 trillion business and it still has a Grammy
trillion
award.
Did you just say trillion?
Yeah, that's what somebody said.
The film aspect of it.
No, it's because of this meditation, wellness aspect. So here's the weird thing. It's kind of gotten diluted. So it started off more electronic, and then the 80s, you got your Enya, Enigma, Yanni.
I have a special place in my heart for Enya. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, and so some people feel it became too mass-produced and lost its sort of more sensory aspect, but then also because it's very much, a lot of it is self-produced, so anyone and anything could make it, and so you got And it is supposed to be repetitive. So you got like any piano CD, any chimes CD,
okay,
any tabla CD. So it's sort of lost its coherence. So
I'm just going to say that the song that's coming on now, this is 29 minutes long. So we won't be playing the entire thing.
Is this Laraji?
Yeah. This is Universe.
You guys just wait for the drop.
There's no drop.
He runs laughter meditation workshops, if you would like to go.
You think...
Someone says, as New Age is 40 years old, wouldn't that make it no longer new? Certainly sounds dated. Is old it middle age?
I agree.
It's middle age. That's its new name.
I feel like this kind of music matches. I just watched the episode on mindfulness on The Mind Explained on Netflix.
And
have
is
you guys
this the,
seen that?
Is this the vibe?
Well, it was just how kind of like mindfulness and meditation really like popped off.
Yeah.
Around that time.
Well,
people
you know,
were like, yes.
Our lives are fruitless, and we need to search for meaning.
In the synthesizers.
It's supposed to create endorphins, which opens a gate to another dimension. Is
yeah,
it doing
I just
that?
Don't, no, not for me. What about you guys?
I mean, look, I don't hate it. I don't hate it as much as you hate it.
I would never
be no point in my life at which I'd go, you know what I really need right now is just some of this. But then also, actually, now I'm already over rethinking that.
Getting a massage?
Statement. Yeah, but I think I kind of agree with Tess. There's no point in which I'd be like, you know, I'm just going to put on while I do this, is this track.
Yeah.
That's not something necessarily. What do you guys think, BFM listeners? 5395, are we loving New Age or not?
Well, here's some of the detractors. Incoherent, indulgent, insincere, pseudo-spiritual drivel, timid, slow, and hollow. but no, it's supposed to be healing, you become sound. It's not... So it gets confused with ambient and chill.
Okay, I was going to say, because where is the line? How is this not ambient music?
It's sonically, it sounds like ambient, but it has... Ambient music doesn't necessarily have the intention of altering your consciousness.
So this is actually meant to
So it gets into the conceptual bits.
Yes, it's about integrity and intentionality and inner exploration.
Is that the altering state?
You're supposed to become sound.
Someone said, well, it's no electro swing, that's for sure.
Oh, good in a float chamber. Yeah, see, I could imagine that. But even then, I still think if I was in a float chamber, I'd want to be listening to something else that I enjoy more. I don't know. I don't see, like, I get the whole meditation
thing. I feel like this
thing.
Should not be mixed with weed. I feel like that would be a bad combo.
Maybe it'd never come down.
Maybe stick to the tea, the herbal tea.
Why don't you think it should be mixed with weed?
I just feel like, yeah, you would just space out completely.
You'd have no anchor point.
No anchor point.
Someone said, is Jean-Michel Jarre New Age?
Yeah, he fits in with those computer guys. And his music's not all, like, slow and ambient. But he definitely has the transporting to another world and taking these using these synthesizers in this sort of unearthly way. So, yeah, he definitely fits Brian Eno, Philip Glass. You know, he fits
in
this
era.
See,
I like Brian Eno, but I wouldn't put him in the same category
as this.
But is
that just because you're being a snob, though?
I don't know, maybe.
Brian Eno is high art, you know?
But he does a bit, like, it's still got a bit more of, like, I'm just feeling a bit antsy. I just want something a little bit more, you know?
Someone said people who purchased these records voted for Reagan.
Yeah. Someone else texted and saying, reminds me of warm summer days on Mescaline in the 90s. Again, I just feel like, don't you want something that's going to lift you up a little bit more?
Apparently the big underground market now for cassettes and some of the old ones from the 70s. I mean, so people are still generating new ones all the time, but there's this sort of revival of people getting into it and trying to find it and respecting, I guess, what you know, what these guys were trying to do.
Does anyone like this? 5395, text in if you like this, because we've not had a single positive text.
Well, they've not been negative, they've just been statements, which
and I wonder if maybe I'm influencing, maybe I should be a bit more open-minded.
See,
can
I
we
actually,
move on to the next song?
Well, do you want to hear the rest of the 29 minutes of this one, Tess?
We could listen to it after the show, Rach.
As we do our programming.
Decompress. This is
This is quite upbeat.
Freedom. Well, I tried to pick a slightly more upbeat one.
One with a higher BPM.
This is Freedom at the 45th Floor by Pauline and Strom.
She also goes by the name Transmillennia Consort.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because she feels like she's a consort for you to take you
to the
transmillennia. So she released 6 albums between 82 and 88. And so now they're really like desired, and people, they've been re-released 2017. She's blind.
Really?
And she tried to create visions of ancient civilizations and drone meditations. So she just, in the 70s, she was a full-on radical hippie, bought a bunch of synthesizers because she was listening to people like Kitaro and Tangerine Dream, and then just made this stuff.
You know, that sounds pretty radical, I have to say. That's quite cool.
She tries to map and translate an inner world.
That is very cool. I have a couple of texts I do want to read out.
Okay,
hit us. So this one, I think, this is probably a fair enough point. You are young. I am young. You may think there will never be a day when you'll want this, but you may wait. But you may wait till you're older, stressed parents of young kids. You may one day take up meditation or just want to chill out your toddler.
Someone else said,
no, you're not influencing. It's elevated music for a hippie commune. I do meditate sometimes.
And someone's just said, I dig it. So there you go.
I think you should play it to the toddler.
I think this
they need it.
I think this is still, like, even with the whole meditation thing, this is still probably not what I'd put on.
Okay, I have to add one fun fact about Pauline Anna Strum. She's now a Reiki master and healer, and she lives with her pet iguana called Little Solstice.
Little Solstice?
So For those who don't know what Reiki is...
What is it?
Isn't it kind of a Japanese massage, healing massage?
You don't actually touch the person, though. It's like,
oh, I did not know that.
You like your hands hover.
Yeah, I'm doing it too. I'm doing it to test right now.
Project, oh God, this is a lot your, like, healing. Going on in here.
You project your healing.
It's
and
like
your,
a dual healing.
I just
want to
see Little Solstice.
Same.
Skipping around.
She sounds wicked. What was her name again?
Transmillennia Consort. Or Pauline Anna Strum. Yeah, she sounds amazing.
I feel like this text that just came in, this is the kind of thoughts that this music is provoking. It says, BFM, uniformed in its individuality, just like every other self-sustaining bubble and community, still a million miles ahead of those fools, though.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot in this. I think if you like it, that's lovely. It's very pretty.
I think if you actually took it, if you actually sat there and did it,
this is definitely the kind of music that comes on at the end of yoga when you're lying on... My voice just keeps going.
Your vibrations
like
inside
you're just lying
just...
on, you know the bit where they get you to lie on the ground? Which
I wouldn't
is,
know.
In my opinion, the best bit of yoga.
I always fall asleep, though. Always.
Someone said my mindfulness is motorhead in capital letters.
See, I don't see why mindfulness needs to be restricted to music like this. Can't you put on whatever you like?
Take a journey, folks. Sit there for 20 minutes, listen to this, and give it a go, and you'll see your inner selves just dancing.
The one thing that I don't like about this is that it does remind me of like all those chill study playlists that you try to put on when you're like, I'm so fine, I'm so on top of my exams,
even,
I'm not stressing
even
out.
Even with that, like that, my
I haven't
choice
slept
of,
in 3 days. It's
my
fine.
Choice of study
listen to
for
Vangelis.
That would be like, I know it's cliche, but that lo-fi hip-hop loop, that's great to study to, and I'd still probably pick that over something like this.
I used to listen to Stars of the Lid because I don't like Stars of the Lid, and it was fine because I could listen to it when I was studying and then I wasn't going to ruin it for me in the rest of my life.
The other thing that I have noticed is that New Age has brought out more of a long form text from the listener. So perhaps it's provoking some sort of
they are
reflection.
They're mindful. They're thinking deeply.
Yeah.
This one's quite good. This music is useful if you're staying at a Scody backpackers with an old deer snoring at 3 a.m. This music can come in useful.
There you go.
There we go.
Do you think there's an elephant? Do you think there's an element of this music that could actually make you feel more wired? Because it's so
that
like,
you want to
because you're getting in touch with the universe
underneath.
Well, there's some of the piano ones are really bad. I did try to find the better ones. There are some really
Those
bad
are the
ones.
Better ones?
Yes, those are like the real respected musicians, you know, the Pitchfork and the Guardian respected musicians.
I can respect it, and I have no proper qualms with it, but just not something I'd put on.
But you can see, like now with Spotify, it's like reviving some of these genres because the big playlist stuff or for mood, because Spotify goes, has this new usage of creating playlists for moods.
Someone texted in saying we played this music when my wife was in labor in a blow up pool in the lounge. I mean, I could understand
that's
that.
Quite nice. Yeah.
Anything also, to get her to stop screaming at you.
Someone else texts in saying, wow, bunch of haters, meditation is so powerful and this type of music totally takes
we're
you
definitely,
there.
We're yeah. definitely not hating on meditation. Definitely
also,
not hating on meditation.
And also, I do want to reiterate, as much as I've said I hate it, I can respect it for what it is, but... It's just not what I'd put
Pauline
on.
Pauline Anastrom really and Laraji are big, respectable names. So if you're worried about finding the bad stuff, because there are some bad stuff, you know, like honest, you know, stuff that people just made up, you know, those are good
those
names
are the
to
ones
start
to
with.
Stick with. Well, thank you very much, Kirsten. What are you bringing us next week?
We're going to go the other direction. I was thinking of doing a Riot Girl.
Yes.
Some girl screaming.
Love it. Thank you very much. We'll see you then.
All right.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
There we go.